And welcome to our audiocast for Monday, September 24th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, brought to you today by IFR Magazine. Mike Blakeney reporting. Well, if you were looking for a definition of busy, National Business Aviation Association President Ed Boland would fill the bill. Not only is NBAA's big convention kicking off Tuesday in Atlanta, there are major developments in Washington concerning the prospect of user fees being applied to general aviation and particularly business aviation. Boland took a few minutes to bring AvWeb's Russ Niles up to date on the latest in Washington and to tell us a bit about what we can expect in Atlanta.
Well, this has been a particularly active week. As you know, the current taxes that fund the FAA are scheduled to expire on September 30th, which leaves just a couple of weeks for the House and the Senate to try to complete work to get something done before the current taxes expire. In the House of Representatives this week, they did pass an FAA reauthorization bill. It's certainly a bill that the NBAA, and I believe the entire general aviation community, has supported. It was originally written and introduced in the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee by Chairman Jim Oberstar and Jerry Costello. It rejected user fees and instead recommended that the FAA continue to be funded with proven, reliable, and ultra-efficient fuel taxes. That recommendation was provided to the House Ways and Means Committee, which agreed with those principles. They do recommend or have passed an increase in the amount of the fuel taxes, an adjustment to generate additional revenues to help modernize our nation's air traffic system. And so the House bill, as it is passed, would increase general aviation fuel taxes on Jet A from 21.8 cents per gallon to 35.9 cents per gallon, and on Avgas from 19.3 cents a gallon to 24.1 cents a gallon. Now, obviously, nobody loves to pay additional taxes, but we understand that modernizing our air traffic system is critical to the future of aviation in the United States, and certainly critical to the future of general aviation. We believe it is that important that it is an effort that deserves to be supported. In the Senate, as you know, in May, they passed legislation which would create a $25 per flight fee. This fee would be largely overseen by an industry board. The general aviation community has been concerned about it. We've registered our concerns. It is something that has been a very controversial issue in the Senate. This week, the Senate Finance Committee has taken up the legislation. Their recommendation is to build once again on the proven and established tax system that is in place, and make the necessary adjustments in those proven taxes to generate additional revenues for modernization. So we're encouraged by the actions this week in the House of Representatives, and we certainly commend the Senate Finance Committee for the approach they've taken to FAA modernization.
Well, the Senate Finance Committee carries a lot of clout in this sort of debate with the rest of the Senate, does it not?
Well, the Senate Finance Committee has jurisdiction over taxes, and so they are involved in a broad range of legislation, and certainly they're recognized for their expertise in that area.
There's always been the threat of a veto hanging over this legislation. The House vote would seem to have muted that some, but what about in the Senate?
Well, the veto threats, as I have understood them from the administration, are primarily related to provisions in the House bill that would reopen the situation of the controller's contract. And, you know, there have been some additional provisions in there that the administration has expressed concern about, but I think the primary focus has been on the controller's contract.
We've seen red herrings like the controller provisions bring down whole bills before. Is that a possibility with this one?
Well, I think everybody in the aviation community has talked about the need to modernize the system and has professed their support for that. The general aviation community, I think, has backed up their support by expressing an openness to adjusting our fuel taxes to help support that effort. But I would hope that at the end of the day, we would all get back to the big picture, and that is the need to modernize the system to make sure the United States remains the world leader in aviation, that we would all be focused on enhancing the mobility of our citizens, and that that would really be what ultimately drives this debate.
Okay, well, speaking of being a world leader, nobody puts on a show like NBAA.
We're really excited about this year's show, particularly because it is an opportunity for us to celebrate our 60th anniversary. NBAA was founded in 1947 up in New York. We're going to try to link that event with this year's convention with a commemorative flight that I will take tomorrow from New York to Atlanta. We'll be making the flight on the Cessna Mustang, this new generation of business aircraft, the very light jets that have generated so much excitement within the community. I'll have with me Pat Epps, whose father traces his roots back to the earliest days of aviation. And we'll also have a young man who works at NBAA named Jamel Larkins, who has been a youth ambassador for the FAA, and I think a lot of us feel represents the future of aviation in the United States. So, very excited about the convention, very excited about starting it off with a commemorative flight and the opportunity for us to celebrate our 60 years serving the business aviation community.
Well, it looks like we have lots of news that's going to come out of the convention, lots of announcements, that sort of thing. What are you most excited about?
First of all, we're excited that that it is going to be an exciting, well-attended convention. You know, we're expecting over 30,000 people will be there. You know, we've got over 1,100 exhibitors. Our static display is sold out to around 100 aircraft. We have over 1 million square feet of exhibit space. So we're going to have a lot of great products, a lot of people there, and it'll give us an opportunity to talk about some very interesting issues, everything from supersonic jets and very light jets. We'll be talking about how regional business aviation groups can stand up and be mobilized so that they can influence the debate on things like user fees. We'll have a meet the regulator opportunity with the head of certification and safety for the FAA, Nick Sabatini. So that'll really be both an informative 3 days in Atlanta as well as an exciting opportunity to see some really exciting technologies and products that we think are representative of the future.
NBAA President Ed Bolin. Watch AFWeb.com all week for more in-depth coverage of NBAA and the FAA reauthorization bill. Also at AFWeb.com, all of your general aviation news as it happens, tons of resources and features like brain teasers, video of the week, picture of the week, and the pilot's lounge, all free at AFWeb.com. Comments to audio news at AFWeb.com. Today's audio cast was brought to you by IFR Magazine, the magazine for the accomplished pilot. You can check it out at ifr-magazine.com. Look for AFWeb's next audio cast on Friday, September 28th. For the AFWeb Audio News Team, I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for listening.